We're the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning and filling in for Scott Walker. I have the honor of talking with our Rutherford County Mayor. Joe Carr is with us today.
An honor, huh?
It is. It's always an honor when we have.
I love it. Thank you. I enjoy being here, Brian. I really do. We get to do this every month. Yeah. And whether it's Bart or Scott or you, it's always a pleasure. And I'm glad it's an honor. I'm chuckling a little bit because I just don't think of myself that way.
Well, so on Wednesdays, every Wednesday morning at this time, once a month, the county mayor's here.
Oh, here
once a month. You know, Shane McFarland's here.
Yeah.
Once a month, we've got, you know, Murfreesboro Police.
That's right.
You know, and so we have a lot of good conversation on, but never have I talked to someone on their birthday.
I knew you were going there.
I kind of threw you off a little bit, didn't I?
You did. I just thought, well, maybe he's not going to mention it. Maybe we talk about Murfreesboro Police and Mayor McFarland.
See, yeah, I did a good job there.
You did a wonderful job deflecting my attention. thank you for absolutely nothing, Brian. Thank you for zero, right? I owe you, and I will pay you back, most assuredly.
Well, on this day in 1958, I think the world was changed. I hear.
It was of epic proportions, according to my mother. You know, the interesting thing about birthdays, you know, we get credit for absolutely doing nothing except just showing up, right?
Yeah. And it's so, really mom who gets needs all the credit.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm blessed. I am so blessed, and you know, I'm in a weird sort of way. I'm glad you mentioned it because on March 24th is the birthday of some really notable people in our community, not the least of which is John Hood and Cliff Sharp. And I want to wish a belated happy birthday to those two fine gentlemen. I understand that John is not doing as well, but he's still in our prayers. And man, I'm going to tell you something. If there ever was a guy that was Mr. Murfreesboro, it was John Hood, and I've known John a long time and have incredible respect for him. We didn't always agree, but we were always agreeable in our disagreement, and you just can't find a classier guy than John Hood, and I just want to wish him and his family all the best.
John served this area in Nashville and as a state representative.
Yes.
You did as well.
I followed in behind him. I sure did.
Okay. Man. Did you ever hear, I'm sure those first few years, man, you have some big shoes to fill.
I never filled them. They were huge. They were just huge. His shoes were different than my shoes. And each legislator has their own mark and has their own shoes to fill. But John's place in this community, not just as a state rep, but as an ambassador for MTSU, how many years did he work here at WGNS? I mean, he was in the financial community, the banking community. And and the civic programs that he was involved in, there's a good reason why John Hood for years and even to this day is still considered Mr. Murfreesboro. And I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and just the way he conducted himself in a very Christian, godly way.
Before we get to some questions, I want to remind folks, number one, that if you'd like to text in any questions, you can do that, 615-893-1450. Of course, already have one, so we'll get to these here in just a second. 615-893-1450 if you'd like to text in a question this morning for the county mayor. I did want to go down a list of some folks that you celebrate a birthday with.
You're just not going to let this
go.
I mean, I thought we did a good job transitioning away from it by talking about Mr. Hood.
I'm taking us back.
You're taking us back. You are.
You celebrate a birthday with Eileen Ford, American Modeling Agency executive with the Ford Modeling Agency.
Don't know her.
Yeah. I don't know if we know any of these folks. I'm sure we know of some of these folks. Jim Lovell, who went to space.
Yes.
Remember astronaut?
Jim Lovell, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. What was it? Gemini 7, 12, and Apollo 8 and 13.
Wow.
The Gloria Steinem, We'll pass on along from there.
I don't know that we have much in common.
Maybe not.
Other than the date.
Aretha Franklin.
Now, I can get with some Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul.
Do you
truly
know where,
the Queen of Soul?
Do you know where she was born?
No.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
When I was growing up, I listened to Aretha Franklin a lot. Big fan of Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, born in Memphis, Tennessee, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And one more, Elton John, who's 79 today.
There you go. There you go.
So, yeah, I mean,
happy birthday, Elton.
You
can
celebrate with some high class. Yeah. Tom Glavine of the Braves, former Brave.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you're a Bravos fan.
Yeah, you're not?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Watching baseball is watching grass grow and paint dry.
Okay. You're one of those.
I'm one of those. You know, I enjoy the World Series and the playoffs. So.
Okay. So I would take you maybe as a football guy then, or are you... You kind of grab me as if sports are on, I'm going to go outside and work in the yard or, you know, on the farm or ride a horse.
It's correct. Yeah, I used to be a real big football. I used to have Titans PSLs years ago, enjoyed it. We would travel to Memphis when they played at the Liberty Bowl down there when they first came here. We drove, made that drive. Loved that part of it. But as I got a little bit older, the crowds, I'm not a crowd guy, and my time is so important to me when I'm not working or engaged in things like being Rutherford County Mayor, which is it consumes a lot of my time. That if I can spend some time alone on the tractor bush hogging or on zero turn or in the beehives or in the sawmill on the horses, that's my first preference.
So. You don't mind the chores of bush hogging.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah. It's where I process. It's where I unwind. It's where I reflect. It's where I pray. I spend a tremendous amount of time in prayer when I'm got the headphones on and I'm just, I'm doing my inventory, doing my stuff and trying to be a better person, a better mayor, better husband, better father, all that, better friend.
When I used to... work on my grandfather's farm out there on Compton Road back in the day.
Oh yeah, where on Compton?
Where the reserve is.
Yeah,
you remember that used
really?
To be a farm?
Of course.
Neely's owned that.
Okay.
Neely's Hatchery on the square back in the day. That was my grandparents.
I did not know that.
Yep.
Outstanding.
So he would every now and then he would stop me on the tractor as I was bush hogging or cutting the hay or whatnot, and he said, son, there's a straight line and there's a crooked line and you're crooked all the time, you know, but I could just kind of see, you know, going along, you know, music, whatever going and maybe it's hard for you to keep a straight line.
Your grandfather didn't understand the point of bush hogging.
Yeah.
It wasn't to cut the grass. That was quite secondary.
It was
for a young man. It was to play on the tractor and make designs.
Yeah.
For an older man, it's an opportunity to reflect and deal with some things.
He didn't see what I did over the hill. You know, once I went over, he couldn't see.
I love it.
From his truck. But good times there.
Absolutely.
Let's go down that road a little bit more.
Sure.
I don't know that anyone chooses. Maybe I guess they do choose to get into politics. I'm trying to figure out what leads a person. What led you? What led Joe Carr at some point to say, "Hey, I want to run," and it was for state rep, I guess.
Yeah, and so this is back to the John Hood piece.
Right, right.
This is in 2005, before the 2006 election, and I knew I'd just gotten involved in a very small way in the local Republican Party in 05. And my wife said, you know, you need to go to the local GOP party meeting where they're selecting their officers. I think that was in 05. And so I went and I met Howard Wall there, and I already knew Howard Wall a little bit. And I said, Howard, how come nobody runs as a Republican in the 48th legislative district? And then Howard said, well, you do it. And the thought had never occurred to me prior to that. I just, it never entered my mind.
So someone said, told you later, because John Hood has been over there for so long, maybe?
Yeah. Well, and you know, with great respect to John.
Sure, absolutely.
John and I, politically, ideologically, have a different worldview.
Right.
About how government's supposed to work and that kind of thing, which is healthy for our culture, our society, and most importantly, our democracy. Our democracy, Brian, depends on choice. And I am adamant that the voters are best served when they have choices. When they don't have choices, democracy kind of ends up in the ditch pretty quick. And so I know it's uncomfortable to all the incumbents running out there, and I know you would love to be reappointed, reelected without opposition, but that doesn't work well for our democracy. And so I've always been an advocate for choice, even when it doesn't benefit me personally. So I thought it would be a good idea to give the voters a contrast of two different people with two different life experiences, with two different views on how government's supposed to operate. I lost by, I think, 9 points, 9 or 10 points to John. It was a good race. It was very cordial. It was very gentlemanly. It was on the issues. It was contrast and compare. And
a lot of things happened differently in 05 versus 20 years later.
Oh, yeah. Everything's different now. Everything's personal. Everything's vitriolic. I can remember, segueing back forward, I can remember the night I was sworn in on September 1st, had a commissioner running around saying, "This is war. I'm declaring war on this mayor. All politics. There's nothing, everything's political, and there are no rules in politics." And so that's just the difference. And so you go back with somebody like John and I, and I'm just, I think that's how it's supposed to be. I don't think it's supposed to be like it is today. I think our local politics, Brian, looks too much like the politics in Washington, D.C., like as though that's the appropriate behavior. It's not. What they do in Washington is not just inappropriate, it's immoral in many cases.
John Dinkins and I will do probably 150 high school events in a year.
So I went to high school with John Dinkins. So we used to play pickup football together.
I know. I've heard stories. That's why you're not an athletic, coach or anything like that, right?
Exactly.
Just kidding.
No,
I'm
it's
kidding.
True.
We have not talked about that, but he did mention that. You see, even on the high school level, sometimes kids who want to emulate what's happening in the pros.
Yeah.
And that's almost like we see on the local level of government, people wanting to emulate what happens in Washington.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
As though that should be the standard.
Right.
And it is a standard, but it's a
horrible
standard.
It is what gets
standard.
The headlines.
Yes.
It's what gets the coverage on networks, but it's not necessarily how it works locally.
And so I know politicians generally have this, it's unfortunate, have this desire to be in the news, to be the center of attention. And that's unfortunate because I think of all the professions, that's the one that should seek the limelight the least. And I think it does a disservice to our republic and to our service when we are constantly trying to promote ourselves, when we should just let our actions speak for ourselves, if that makes sense.
We've got County Mayor Joe Carr here with us on the Action Line. I'm going to use this as kind of a prelude to what we're going to talk about after the break or lead into. But the things that directly affect us as citizens of Rutherford County, if you take a look at the politicians that you will vote for, local, state, national, the ones that the things that affect you, your roads, mm-hmm. traffic signals, are your neighbor's bushes are out of control and who do you turn to, your property taxes, schools, all of these things are directly affected by your local lawmakers. Yet, only 10% of the people will vote then,
but
80%, 90% will vote in a presidential election year.
And it's unfortunate and sad, but most people in Rutherford County can't tell you who their, a large majority of the people in Rutherford County can't tell you who their mayor is, how you tell you who their county commissioner is, who the city councilman is, who the city mayor is. They can't tell you. And that's unfortunate, because you're exactly right. The local government officials impact our day-to-day lives much more so than the state does, and the state much more so than the feds. The feds can't get anything done. I'm just telling you, they just don't get hardly anything done yet.
And there was a day you ran for that office.
There was. And, you know, the United States Senate came close in beating Lamar back in 2014, won all of Middle Tennessee. And I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. But, boy, am I glad I'm not in Washington, D.C.
You could have been there. This be your 11th year.
Yeah, I could have been, but the good Lord thought better of it, and I'm grateful.
So we want to talk, education. That's obviously a big thing. We're in a budget year.
Yeah.
I say that like it happens every 4 years. We're at budget time this year already. That seems to be nonstop. Any questions that maybe you've got out there, our listeners? The number is 615-893-1450. Our county mayor has the pen and paper out. He's ready to take your questions, concerns. And so we're going to do that as we continue here on the Action Line. It's 833 from News Radio WGNS. Stay with us.
Holden Hardware now has an e-commerce site. Go to doitbest.com/Holden-Hardware and shop all the items in our warehouse. You can have them shipped directly to you, or most items can be shipped for free to Holden Hardware for pickup. Shop with us in person or go online to doitbest.com/Holden-Hardware.
One more time.
doitbest.com/Holden-Hardware.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, Recycle Right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right, Tennessee.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. The salmon is my favorite, and then we have a variation that's on a regular menu for the salmon imperial that has some Alfredo, some crab, some shrimp on it. But the salmon is fresh, and we cut it fresh. But all of our fish, you can either get blackened, or you can get it with our regular seasoned salt. And either way you do it, it's just out of this world. And I'm not a fish person, but I will eat it at Demas's all the time. Come eat with us at Demas's restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. A little bit of rubbernecking going on as they try to get around this crash here on 40 westbound at Spence Lane, coming through this section of Donaldson, running a little bit slow. Again, it's rubbernecking delays on 40 west as they clean up this wreck near Spence Lane. It's slow. 65 southbound at Trinity Lane, still trying to clean up that wreck in the Spring Hill area. Williamson County, 840 eastbound near Columbia Pike, had traffic really heavy. Prince's Hot Chicken has the city's original hot chicken recipe. Nobody else can say that. Stop by today, one of their three locations. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, here's your Rutherford weather forecast.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with highs around 75. Lows dip down to about 59. Tonight, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujitsky on News Radio WGNS. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
FM 1019, FM 100.5, WGNSradio.com. The Good Neighbor Network.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our county mayor, Joe Carr, is here. Joe, one more thing before I get to the questions. Sometimes I think county mayor and then city mayor and this mayor and that mayor, sometimes we get confused. I think people get confused on what mayor. You know,
that's understandable.
I don't know that we had that when we had the county executive, but I don't know that the county executive really said what the job was. So I don't know what the answer is.
And remember that before it was county executive, it was county judge.
I guess that's right.
It was county judge, county executive, and then county mayor. And it's just, it's the way our state constitution, Brian, has everything set up. You know, the counties, the 95 counties in the state, each, of course, has a county mayor, and there's only one county mayor in each county.
So that came down from Nashville.
Yeah, that's in our state constitution. The only thing that changed is they, by law, changed the name.
Okay.
From, you could change the name from executive to mayor by private act. Some counties still have a county executive. Cannon County, I believe, still refers to their.
I think you're right.
Their county mayor's county executive, and so they've never changed. Rutherford County changed back with Mayor Burgess, I think, in 2010, 2012, if I'm not mistaken, when I was in the General Assembly. But you're right; it can be confusing. I would just say this: the biggest difference is the county mayor, as opposed to the city mayors of Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne, and Eagleville. Which, by the way, we have a tremendous relationship, the five mayors do. And I would challenge anybody to call them and say, what's the nature of the relationship in the county between the county and the cities? And it's never been better. But having said that, you know, the city mayors are even though they're classified as part-time, they work full-time. And they have a city manager that is full-time. The county mayor is both the mayor and the manager, head administrator. So it's a dual role. But if a constituent, if a resident in Rutherford County has an issue or a problem or a concern, and they call my office, say they call Mayor McFarland's or Mayor Reed or Mayor Cole or Mayor Lehman's office instead of my office, they'll redirect us. That's how cooperatives work. So, you know, we say, well, that's a county function or that's a city function. But the biggest difference is the county is a political subdivision of the state. The cities are not. They're by charter. So they're constructed differently. And we can get in the weeds on that, but it does make a difference.
So the lawmaking.
Yeah.
That's your county commission, correct, for the county?
Yes. They pass resolutions and private acts. The private acts then go to the state to be voted on. The cities have what's called ordinances. Mm-hmm. And so they're somewhat synonymous. And so we have resolutions at the county level. The cities typically have ordinances,
and
they're equivalent
within guidelines set forth by the state or by your local laws.
Absolutely set forth by the state. And this is the biggest difference between how city governments run and how county governments run. Mm-hmm. And if people get this concept, and it can be difficult, but if people get this concept, they'll understand why we operate differently, the counties and the cities. And it's this. By law, the county cannot do anything that is not expressly permitted or allowed in statute. Conversely, the cities can do anything they want as long as it's not expressly prohibited or disallowed in law or statute. So they're the exact opposite. So the cities can do anything they want as long as the law says they can't do it. The county, conversely, can't do anything at all unless it's expressly permitted in statute.
Okay, so yes, that explains a lot.
And so that's why there's this challenge, and that's why, example, cities have impact fees and development taxes because they're not prohibited in law. Mm-hmm. Yet, because they're not permitted in law, the county can't do it.
Is that one of the? This goes along with one of the questions that I saw a second ago, so I'm going to go ahead and say that we're going to answer some of your questions by text. And if you want to send a text, go ahead and do that now, 615-893-1450, and we'll get to it. Isn't that one of the biggest problems that Rutherford County has right now is we have this explosive growth.
Yes.
We need schools. We need a jail. You've been on record. I think the last time we talked, you mentioned, you know, a jail. different things. You know, we need facilities, whatnot. Mm-hmm. The county needs money in order, and where you are able to, I guess, mine that money to come up with some type of budget and spending plan, you are limited in the places that you could get that money.
We're very limited in where we can go to get additional revenue, because we can't get additional revenue apart from the state legislature permitting us to do so.
And cities can't either?
Cities are not bound by that constraint at all.
So they could charge whatever they wanted
exactly,
to.
As long as it's not prohibited.
Okay.
I want to say something, though, you know, because there's a lot of hand-wringing about property taxes and budgets. You know, the only time that the county or any government entity should ever raise taxes is when they can't balance their budget. If you balance your budget, Brian, if you've got a balanced budget, then you can, barring an emergency or catastrophe, you should be able to operate that budget without looking for additional revenue. Now, you're always going to be looking for additional revenue because inflation impacts that budget. But when I do our budget every year and present that to the county commission, that budget is balanced. And so if that budget's balanced, unless there's a need for a large project, we don't have a justification for raising property taxes. Conversely, when I came into office, the previous 4 years, they had record budget deficits. The first year of that administration, they had a $29 million budget deficit. The next year was a $30 million deficit. The following year was a $32 million budget deficit. And the year following that was a $64 million budgeted deficit. And so that mayor and that county commission, you know, practiced unbalanced budgets. And so which necessitates at some point in time that accrual of unbalanced budgets creates the need for additional revenue. And so now that we've got balanced budgets, Michael Smith and I and some of the commissioners, we're actively pursuing an idea where we are trying to limit the property tax increase, if ever, and we hope we can do this based on the growth of the county so we don't have to raise property taxes near as much or near as often.
Yeah, well,
that's the goal. And so far, we've been successful. And I will say this, there will be no property tax increase this year unless the county commission decides to override that idea.
That was one of the questions. And it was more of a comment, but and you just said there will be no property tax this year.
I will not propose a property tax increase. If it does, it comes from the county commission, not me.
The comment was more along the lines of, don't expect a property tax increase this year because it's an election year, but next year, watch out.
I'm glad they said that, because the truth, the good old boy system that's been at work in Rutherford County for years is that the year following an election, the mayoral and commission election, is when they raise property taxes. It's our goal to break that cycle. We've got to break these good old boy cycles, and that's where you start, is that kind of thing. So if we can balance our budget, there is no reason, justifiable reason, for us to raise our property taxes.
I'm just perusing. One of these questions I'm going to have to get very specific, but this kind of follows along with just a comment of, your budget is not balanced. Why would someone think that your budget isn't balanced?
I will tell you why. Because it's showing on paper a $17 million, but what happens is that we receive a tremendous amount of grant money in one year, and then we receive it in the previous year, but it's not spent till the following year. So that budget for the following year shows that spending, but doesn't show the grant. So there's that. It's across physical years, but our budget is effectively balanced every year. Typically, that's an example, the cafeteria fund, that is a big, out of the school's budget, that's a big part. There's every year they're showing a $7 to $10 million budget deficit, but that's because of the federal grant money for school children, for lunches for school children. It's that grant money when we receive it and then when we spend it, as an example.
One of the primary functions of a county commission, or if you're talking about the city, a city council, is to discuss and appropriate and different departments. But at the end of the day, the one duty is to come and pass a budget.
It is. And it's funny, not funny, haha, funny, really strange, is the state, when I was in the General Assembly, the first and only obligation of the General Assembly is to, by law, is to pass a balanced budget. You cannot pass an unbalanced budget at the state level. And here Rutherford County is a political subdivision of the state, and there is no requirement for us to pass a balanced budget, as illustrated by the previous 4 years where the commission and the mayor, you know, passed, they had deficit spending, budget spending for 4 years in a row.
Let me get to this specific question because I don't want to run out of time.
Sure.
And I'm just going to kind of read this. Why are single-family dwellings being newly classified as commercial if they are rented? I appealed for 2025, and it was reclassified. Then I received a back assessment for 2024. Why?
They will have to ask the local board of equalization and Mr. Mitchell's office, and I would direct them to contact Mr. Mitchell, the assessor of property for Rutherford County, and or the state board of equalization. I do not know the answer to that question.
Okay. I thought it was very specific and did not seem to kind of fit into our conversation.
Well, that's okay. And I appreciate the question because it goes to property taxes. And I want to just say, you know, our property taxes in Rutherford County at $1.8700 are still among the lowest in the state. And so we're doing quite well comparative to other counties. Having said that, your property taxes could be unique to you, and I'm not in a position where I can comment or opine on that with any degree of certainty. So please contact the assessor's office or the State Board of Equalization in Nashville.
A few more questions. We've got just a little over 10 minutes to go. I've got a few more texts to get to, and we're talking with your Rutherford County Mayor. Joe Carr is here today on the Action Line, so we invite you to stay with us. More conversation straight ahead. And again, yes, your questions, if you'll text them in here real quick, 615-893-1450.
It's time for the Recycled Minute.
Here's a way to save money.
Ideas to cut waste and recycle more in Middle Tennessee.
Rocky the Raccoon here with another good idea on recycling and reusing products. You can make a fun piggy bank, you and the kids, by decorating a clean plastic bottle. So you take that plastic bottle, you cut a coin slot in the top or the side of it, and then you let the kids paint it all up with whatever signature color they want to use. Then you can teach the kids about saving money and sustainability at the same time. Now that's priceless. I'm Rocky the Raccoon.
And that's today's Recycled Minute.
And I'll keep those ideas flowing.
With Rocky the Raccoon. Find the closest place to recycle near you by going to recycleright.tn.com.
That's what recycling's all about. Recycleright.tn.com. Sing loud. Tennessee's leading the crowd.
Do you want your money to work hard for you? Who doesn't? South Central Bank has two CD specials that will help your money grow. South Central Bank has a 5-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 4.15% or a 25-month CD with an annual percentage yield of 3.8%. Two great ways to put your money to work. You choose the term that works best for you. $500 minimum balance to obtain the APY. Stop at our location at 1602 West Northfield Boulevard in Georgetown Park today and take advantage of our two great rates. South Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Our prices are as good or better than the box stores. I don't think you'll do better by shopping online than you would by coming in. Being able to hold a guitar, try it out. You can't do that online. I am absolutely sure we have more selection of instruments than anybody else in the area. New and used. We have used instruments as well as new ones. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course. Thank you very much for being our customers.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Our county mayor is here. We're going to ask a few more questions that you might have texted in here this morning. Mayor, yesterday on the roundtable, Craig Harris, county commissioner, was here. There was some conversation about bond rating and all that kind of thing, and this question kind of goes into that. Talk about the bond rating and the importance of that and what you have done in your first term.
Yeah.
About the bond rating.
It's one of the things I'm more proud of than anything, as much as anything. Let me back up. When I came into office, Mayor Burgess and Lisa Nolan did a great job in putting together a plan to get us our first AAA bond rating, and that was secured in the first year, I think, of Mayor Ketron's term. When we came into office, and so a bond rating, there are certain there are certain requirements that a government entity like Rutherford has got to have to first apply or receive that AAA bond rating. Then there are things you got to do to maintain it. One of those things you got to do to maintain that bond rating is you got to have what's called a 30% fund balance. And your fund balance in county parlance is nothing more than your savings account or your rainy day fund. And so you've got to be able to, and that's a reflection of your financial strength. When I came into office, our fund balance was 26%. We had already fallen below the 30% threshold. And so we were in danger, literally, because of this $64 million budgeted deficit that that county commission passed and approved. They essentially put in jeopardy the bond rating. Now, it was a short-term thing. And along with the help of Ted Beatty and Michael Smith and some county commissioners that work very well with the mayor's office, we were able to put together a proactive plan to restore our fund balance back above 30%, which was the first thing we did. And then we went about making sure over the next 2 years that we accumulated that, and when it was, we added to that savings account. And so by virtue of that, early last year, this time last year, we received our second AAA bond rating from Fitch. And then a couple, 3 months later, we received our third S&P 500 bond rating. And so there are 3,100 counties in the entire nation. And according to ChatGPT, we're one of 54 with all three AAA bond ratings, and there are only 13 states in the country that have that designation. So it is a huge accomplishment because it means we get to borrow at the lowest rate when we go borrow money. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, adding to our debt. Michael Smith and I are constantly, as a matter of fact, I got a bond signing here shortly because we are constantly buying down our debt. Example, if you have a car note and you get to the end of the car note, and let's say you have 2 years left on that car note and you come into some money, you go pay off the car note. And that's what we do. We pay off our bond debt early in most cases. And what that does is that we're constantly relieving ourselves of that capacity, so we have it for other projects. It took a lot of work, and I'm very, very happy that I was a part of that and my team, because it's a team effort to do this.
You mentioned a percentage fund balance.
30% of fund balance or savings account. It's the same thing. Savings account, fund balance are synonymous terms.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to kind of clear that up.
Sure.
Before our time gets away, I know that you decided at some point you were going to run for re-election for county mayor. Was there a time when you evaluated that on your tractor, whatever?
Yes.
You know, that, I mean, it's a commitment. A lot of people could do other things. In the world of politics, unfortunately, there's a lot of mudslinging and things of that nature. Was there a part of you that said, you know what, I could just be as happy right here and not do
there's
this?
There's a part of me that would be happier, Brian, quite honestly. Yeah. I mean, I'm financially blessed. My wife and I have just I bought an RV with the intention of spending more time going on vacation. I haven't had a vacation, and I'm not complaining. I'm a bit of a workaholic. I enjoy my work, but I haven't had a vacation since I've been mayor.
Did she make you go buy that? Because that may be a hint to you.
Well, let me just tell you something. I know from whence my strength comes, and it's from my wife.
That may be a gentle nudge.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm glad to do it, and it's time that, you know, I'm 68, and I don't want to do this forever. I don't have that desire, but I do have a desire to finish what I started. And I'm worried that the good work we did with stopping the expansion of Middle Point Landfill, that will be reversed. I genuinely believe there's a candidate running who's got close ties for mayor. There's a close ties to the to Republic Services, and there's an agenda there to undo what we've done. This candidate has even gone far and said that building the transfer station was 4 years too early, and yet the transfer station that is currently operational is generating $1 million in revenue back to the county every year right now. Positive cash flow. And so why would you say that was 4 years too early, except for the fact that you believe in the idea that Republic Services should be here for the next 50 years?
Is that the number one thing?
No. There's a basket of number one things, Brian. Okay. There's congestion and traffic. I've been working closely with Commissioner Phil Dodd on putting a long-range traffic study together so that we can make the determination of how does Rutherford County get more involved in building roads to relieve the traffic and congestion. That's something that we're not going to finish in 4, 6, 8 years, but it's something that needs to get started. We obviously have a $300 to $340 million jail that we have got to build in the next 3 to 4 years. We've got another high school that needs to be looked at. There's a lot of things left to do, and so I'm running again because we've done a lot. AAA bond ratings, raises for employees, a transfer station, a forensic center, renovation of four high schools, a middle school, an elementary school. We've done all this. We've got a tremendous track record of accomplishment in 3.5 years, yet there's a little bit more to do. So I'm asking the voters to let me serve for another term.
Well, Election Day is May 5th, and early voting begins on April 15th and will run through the 30th. So we are exactly 3 weeks away from the 15th in early voting, and it's here.
Yeah, and let's just hope it's civil. We can agree to disagree. I think choice is good. I'm glad that Commissioner Harris and Randy Allen are in the race because it's good for the voters. And I want to applaud them for picking up the mantle and running. And we'll see what the voters want in just a few weeks.
Mayor, appreciate you coming in today. Happy birthday.
had to get that last dig in, didn't you, Brian? God love you, Brian.
Want folks to, when they see you walking up to the square.
I will not forget this, brother. Thank you very much.
Joe Carr with us this morning on the Action Line. We've got a roundtable coming up next hour. Hang in with us.